The economic recovery package President Obama wants contains $825 billion in new spending and tax cuts. If passed, Congress will have to work out who benefits from all that money. Our humorist Brian Unger offers his two cents in today's Unger Report.
Both parties agree to jumpstart the stalled economy. A combination of tax relief and spending is required. Finding that right combination will be the trick. Republican House Minority Leader John Boehner warned Sunday.
But spending $200 million to fix up the National Mall, $21 million for sod, over $200 million for contraceptives. How is this going to fix an ailing economy?
Simple. By having millions of Americans gather at a refurbished National Mall and having protected sex on soft, newly planted grass could just be the stimulus package this country is looking for.
The look.
We did it during a terrible post-World War II economy, maybe not on the National Mall, but look what we got, a big economy. And baby boomers, Mr. Boehner, just like you. But the difference between then and now is...
Over $200 million for contraceptives.
Economic growth without population growth. We can boink with impunity and not worry about a new gargantuan generation growing up later to drain taxpayer dollars. What could be more Republican?
Just a little loving.
Liberals know better than conservatives that this nation can fornicate its way out of, well, almost anything, even a recession. Atop government-funded grass or in the privacy of your own home? Does it really matter where, as long as we're all getting busy?
Just a little loving, early in the morning.
What could restore a sense of consumer confidence more than a post-coital America going out to brunch, shopping, and taking in a movie? It leads to more shtupping and eventually more shopping, which leads to a growing, robust economy, which leads to more hooking up, then weddings, then families, because we're done with contraception, then home buying. Well, it's a pretty prosperous picture.
It happens to be true. I only want to be with you.
In the words of our new president,
the success of our economy has always depended not just on the size of our gross domestic product, but on the reach of our prosperity.
I never knew that I could be in love like this.
So let's not get down on the idea of spending for a new National Mall, grass, and contraceptives. Let's just get down to business. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
Getting down to humor every Monday, that's our slightly confused correspondent, Brian Unger.